Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Fine, how do you do to you?
Fantastic.
It's been a great day.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the vibe about today has been start to finish. Well, we haven't got to the finish yet, but wow, just been a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, you know, I think starting, it's how you start your Monday or how you start your week or how you start your day is how you start anything.
Absolutely.
And so putting pieces in your schedule that motivate you, inspire you, and encourage you will set your day off on this delicious, juicy tone.
Delicious and juicy. All over that.
You know, versus begrudgingly, right? And you've got your alarm clock, and it's right. Woe is me, and I have to go back to work, and I have to get out of bed, and I'm running late, and I'm scrambling, and so I'm just listening to the news, and I'm sitting in traffic, and yeah. I'm right. Of course, you're going to be harried and anxious and feisty,
yeah.
throughout the rest of your day.
Yes.
So taking some ownership and some leadership in your day, you know, starting the day by. Instead of hitting the snooze button, just pick what time you want to get out of bed, set the alarm for that time, and get up. Make your bed. You know, make sure that the night before you have set yourself up for the morning. So your bag is already packed, your clothes are already ironed, there's food in the refrigerator for breakfast, and you're packing your lunch.
Now, let's not get crazy.
Right? You're spending some time in gratitude.
Can I interrupt that for just a second? I cleaned out my refrigerator over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I threw away 26 gallons worth of trash or garbage or stuff that was no longer identifiable.
Just from your refrigerator?
Yeah.
Like, or from your whole house?
No, from my refrigerator. 2 13-gallon trash bags I threw away in the process of cleaning out my refrigerator.
That's a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of stuff.
So now you say,
you know, well, and now you say, you know, in your refrigerator, you should have enough for breakfast.
So
and I'm
then,
like, let's not push it. It's empty. It's clean. It's nice. It's beautiful. I took a picture.
So great yeah. place to,
yeah.
now you've got this clean slate.
Right.
Right. Empty refrigerator.
Yes.
What do you fill in it? Mm-hmm.
Only stuff
that serves stuff your body.
Good.
Right? Yeah,
yes.
Good. Healthy.
I put in eggs. I put in yogurt.
Oh, so you've got food in there.
Well, I wouldn't call yogurt food.
You put it in there.
It's barely food.
Did you buy it?
It's my snack.
What's
it's my midnight
problem? What's
snack.
The problem with yogurt?
There's nothing wrong with it.
You're like, I wouldn't call that food.
It's not food.
Okay, what did I miss?
You're chewing. Chewing is what you miss.
Chewing what you miss
yeah,
the most.
I miss the most, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's make sure your day is getting started on the right foot. But
yeah.
enough is enough sometimes. You ever feel like you desperately need a vacation?
I do. I feel like I desperately need a vacation.
Or at least the people around you know you desperately need a vacation.
Come on, here it goes. That's right.
If you're worried about burning out, might be time for you to take a vacation.
You know, that sounds good to me. And by the way, we just got back from ours, but that doesn't mean that you should stop.
Right, so this isn't
yours.
Us trying to get you to go on vacation with us. We just got back from vacation.
Right?
So we're feeling all rejuvenated, refreshed, and tan. Also, I am feeling like my skin is completely dried out after being in Cancun.
Yeah, you were in the tropics of the Yucatan.
I know, and my skin and my hair absolutely loves it. And then I get back to Colorado, and I just feel like I dry up like a prune. But here are some signs you might desperately need to take a vacation. Number one, molehills are looking a lot like mountains.
Did you just have a meltdown over something that is completely silly?
Or do your callings just seem to get more annoying and stupid?
Well, when you find yourself thinking, didn't we just go over that? Or why can't you understand these directions? This is what you need. Take that vacation. Get away. Change your attitude and disposition by changing your altitude.
And your latitude.
And your latitude. That's exactly right.
I love that. How about this? If you're disconnected from your loved ones, you feel like you've just been work. You're never really getting a chance to hang out with the people you care about the most.
If you're missing dance recitals or Little League games or best buddy birthday drinks that you know you should be attend, you should be concerned. What you need
is a vacation. How about this one? You wake up all grumbly.
You know what? If you do that, roll over and stay where you are.
Don't you bring that to work. We don't need that here.
Absolutely. You need a vacation.
Indulging yourself isn't working anymore, right? Yep. Sometimes the first thing we think of is, ooh, a little snack, a little treat.
I've indulged myself for years, and it's just not working anymore.
Right? Sometimes the little pick-me-up treats actually leave you feeling worse after all, and it might be time to take radical action, like a proper vacation.
A what?
Proper.
A proper vacation?
Whatever that proper word means to you. But here's the thing. If you think that just treating yourself to a pint of ice cream is going to make up for the fact that you haven't taken a vacation since 2006, right? So, anyways, what about this? You've misplaced your sense of humor.
Yeah. God don't think stuff's funny. Yes, he does. He invented us.
Right? How about this one? How about you're tossing and turning at night? You just can't seem to relax. You can't shut off your head. You can't shut off the thoughts. And now you've brought all that stress to work. You could probably use a couple days in the sun.
Absolutely. And then finally, if you feel physically bad all the time, but you end up going to work anyway, if you're just pushing through just to plug through the next day, it is time to get away.
Right? Your body, it's your body's not so subtle way of telling you to take some time off. And so before you get sick, before your body just shuts out underneath you and kind of gives out on you, give it some love.
Absolutely.
Give it some love and take it on vacation.
Special thanks to our friend Robert Johnson, who just posted changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. With Jimmy Buffett.
That's excellent.
Fantastic.
That's excellent. Your kindness act of the day, hashtag kindness act of the day.
Yes.
Is share something you have with somebody else.
You mean like that curry over there?
Right. Maybe it's your lunch. I bought lunch today from the cafeteria in our building, and I swear it was 7 pounds of chicken rice curry.
Sometimes you need a friend to help you out.
So I got to share my curry, which kind of turned in today's hashtag. So whether that's your snack pack, your coat, your money, your food, your whatever, your brilliance, share it with somebody today. That is your hashtag kindness act of the day. And make sure you are signed up to participate in our weekly Breakthrough Power Boost, getting your head in the right space every Monday morning, 30 minutes with us, and we're going to catapult your business and catapult your week. And you do that by becoming a member of the Experience Pros Network. So sign up for the free trial to get started. Our next one is next Monday.
Next Monday at 11 o'clock Mountain Time. And we encourage you to sign up for that Breakthrough Power Boost, experiencepros.com/free trial. And like we said, we're never going to ask you for your credit card. There's no commitment. There's no credit card. There's no long-term contract or anything like that. You either love it or you don't. But why not give it a shot and check out the next 4 weeks of a true breakthrough power boost in your mindset? And we're pulling out all the bells and whistles, and bringing in all the experts.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you guys some advice.
Oh, I love advice.
Sunday is Mother's Day. Sunday is Mother's Day, which means you guys need to call mom, buy her a card, figure out how you're going to celebrate the women in your life. This is your heads up. Here are some great pieces of advice that moms, you know, have been known to give. Number one, when you marry the man, you marry the family. That's advice from mom.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
Don't talk about others negatively in public places.
That's always good advice.
If you don't have something nice to say.
Mama said.
Don't say anything at
all. That's exactly right.
Mama also said life is not fair. Every choice has consequences.
Mama said life is like a box of chocolates.
Mama says if you don't try, you can't succeed. Don't dye your hair. It'll never look the same again. Oh.
Mama says, what the hell were you thinking?
Mama says, if all your friends drop off of a bridge, would you drop off one too?
That's lemmings, yeah.
Mama also said, never go to bed angry. And the best quality to look for in a partner is a sense of humor.
All right.
Advice from mom. Don't forget to send her a card. Call your mom.
Yeah.
Celebrate the moms in your life.
Absolutely.
Right, it's coming up.
And if you have a friend that you just call mother, then you should celebrate them too. Absolutely.
Do people call that to you? Should I be buying you a Mother's Day card?
I've been called a mother before.
Oh, I don't think they have a card for that.
I'll bet you they do.
Not from Hallmark.
We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. If you're in the Denver metro area, heads up. Oh, hail. Mm-hmm. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the...
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tessie and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. And we do that by bringing in some of the top experts in the world to share their knowledge. We're going to talk a little bit about leadership with this next one.
And let me just let you know, you are in leadership, whether it's in business, education, church, ministry, your community.
Yes.
You are in leadership, and you're in a great place to learn what it takes to be an effective and respected leader. In the book, Top 10 Ways to Be a Great Leader, Dr. Hans Finzel helps you discover how to lead with your heart, learn as you go, and love what you do. Dr. Finzel, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you. Great to be on the show with you today.
Dr. Appreciate Finzel, it's fantastic having you. Let's start with this. In order to be a great leader, I think communication is a critical process. And yet, even as I used to be on stage as a professional speaker, now we're on the radio, and from time to time, I still people make me wonder, is that what you heard?
Yes.
Give us some skills that a new leader needs to use in order to communicate effectively.
Yeah, well, a lot of times leaders think for some reason that the followers, by a process of osmosis, understand what's in the leader's head. So I just believe that communication is the number one priority of a leader. And one of my mantras is never assume anybody knows anything. So we have to just over-communicate. So the first thing I would say is have a position of communicating too much by a factor of 10. And secondly, I always tell leaders, communicate in a lot of different ways. Mm. You know, verbally, if you happen to be able to be in front of your people, but of course through texting, through Facebook, through email messages. I was working with a pastor who was shocked to learn that only 13% of his congregation was reading his weekly email, and he was crushed.
Mm.
You know, he just assumed everybody's sitting there waiting for his next report. It's not true. So you have to communicate in a lot of different ways to get through.
Isn't that the truth? We do. We think everybody's waiting with bated breath to hear what we have to say next, and yet they're scanning if anything. And one of the things, Dr. Finzel, as you talk about over-communicating is, you know, people do want information in different ways. Some people like email. Some people like phone. Some people are text messaging. Some people are on social media. And so having to almost be a chameleon, and even if you have one that you prefer, you gotta meet the needs of your audience, yes?
That's absolutely right. Because we falsely assume everybody else takes in information the way that we do, but we know that's not true at all, and especially between the generations. And the older you are, the more you may be a traditional communicator. But you've got to crawl into the head of millennials if you have them on your team and understand how they want to receive your information. So absolutely, you got to come up with all different kinds of ways to communicate. But people hate being left in the dark. And if they are left in the dark and the leader is not communicating, what happens? People tend to think negatively, not positively. So it's so important for that leader to communicate.
Boy, isn't that the truth? All right, so Dr. Fenzel, what about, let's just say the communication is not going as well as we thought, and somebody wants to reach out and bless us with constructive criticism. How is it that we should be accepting feedback from those who follow us?
Okay, well, let me just say that one of the most important characteristics of great leadership is humility. The last chapter in this book, chapter 10, is called The Power of Humility. And first of all, if you have an attitude of humility, I use example of Moses, who was one of the most criticized leaders of all history. And every time he was criticized, he first stopped and took a breath. You know, our natural tendency is to be defensive and to be argumentative and to lash back and explain to people why they're wrong. So take a breath. Moses actually prayed to God and said, hey, what should I say to these people? And so I think that's a great approach, is to just take a moment. And if you try to practice humility and if you have a character of humility, you will first ask the question, okay, God, is there a message here for me? And I've learned, boy, I've gotten a lot of criticism in my career, and I've learned that the 5% factor, there's probably 5% truth in what they're trying to tell me, even if they're 95% wrong.
Sure.
And I may be needing to listen to that little 5%.
Absolutely.
You know, it is valuable. It's just taking a step back. We're talking to Dr. Hans Fenzel, author, speaker, and trusted authority in the leadership field, author of 10 books, including the international bestseller, The Top 10 Mistakes Leaders Make. You don't want to make these mistakes. Go ahead and learn from the expert, Dr. Hans Fenzel. And Dr. Hans, I know so often, you know, we're talking about leadership, and leadership these days have shifted. You know, when I think about my dad, and when he went to work, his boss kind of barked out some orders at him. You didn't question it. You didn't love your job. You didn't love your boss, but it's what you do or what you did. And today, leadership looks a whole lot different in the transition, but I know for some people that's just a hard switch to make. Do you find that to be true?
It is true. Today's leaders have to be accessible. The A in leadership stands for accessible, and I talk in that chapter about power distances. And your dad's generation, I don't know how old you are, you don't need to tell us, but the older you are, the greater the power distance between leader and follower, and the younger you are, the less. And for the millennials, who I've been studying a lot, how to work with them, how to lead them, there's practically no power distance. They will tell you whatever they think, whenever they think, and they want 24/7 access to their leaders. So we just have to learn to get over those old power distances.
Sure.
And really be available, and also vulnerable. I'm a huge believer that we need to be vulnerable. And today's leaders cannot pretend to be perfect, because we're not perfect.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people pretend to be perfect. Come on, if we are real and vulnerable and admit our mistakes and admit we need to learn things, we'll be a much more powerful leader.
Our guest is Dr. Hans Fenzel, and the book is called The Top 10 Ways to Be a Great Leader. Dr. Hans, where do you want people to go to pick up a copy of this book and maybe connect with you?
Well, hansfenzel.com is my website. If you can spell my name, you can find me. H-A-N-S-F as in Frank, I-N-Z like zebra, E-L. You can find all my leadership stuff there. And, of course, the book, Top 10 Ways to Be a Great Leader, is available wherever books are sold.
Love it, love it. We got about 20 seconds left. The two most important words in a leader's vocabulary?
Listen and learn. The L in leadership stands for listen and learn. And I've written the book, 10 chapters for the 10 letters in the word leadership, and the most important words in a leader's vocabulary is to listen and learn.
Dr. Finzel, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your contribution to this, the home of Positive Business Talk. Thanks for joining.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, go get a copy of your Top 10 Ways to Be a Great Leader by Dr. Hans Finzel, hansfinzel.com. Angel and I will be right back after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Tussie and Eric Raymer, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Juna covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Heads up for any of you who are in our listening area here in our home state of Colorado, up and down the Front Range. Oh, hail no. I mean, yes, it's on its way. Our friends over at Nylands Collision Center, Robert Grieve, held out a picture, showed a picture on Facebook holding out a handful of bigger than golf ball size hail. And it's coming right in off the mountain range. And
yeah,
so
and it,
head for cover.
Right. We're seeing pictures on Facebook and social media. People are posting videos of them in their cars. And here's the thing. If your house is destroyed, your car is destroyed, and you need help, check out the Experience Pros directory.
Absolutely.
It's at experiencepros.com/directory. You've got great service providers for everything you would ever need to restore yourself from the hail damage that is going on. And you can read all about their customer testimonials and reviews right there in one spot. They're going to take really good care of you because when you tell them, I found you on the Extreme Customer Service Directory.
What kind of customer service do you expect?
Extreme.
Absolutely.
Extreme. All right. Well, when you look up business buzzwords or business cliches, you're going to find article after article of these overused phrases.
Cool.
In a world drowning in buzzwords, tweets, and hashtags, spouting mindless cliches in the workplace may seem harmless, but our expert guess is using too many professional platitudes could be more problematic than you thought. Richard Morin, he is the author of the book, The Thing About Work, Showing Up and Other Important Matters, inspired by his experience and accomplishment in the world of business. The book provides accessible advice for all level employees from an insider perspective that changes how we think about work. Richard Moran, welcome to Experience Pros.
Hey, great. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks so much for being with us today. You say that business cliches are lazy language. Tell me it's not true.
No. I haven't been listening for that long, but I hope you haven't been using them. but there's so many examples. Like, my favorite one is at the end of the day. That is one, yeah. You know what happens at the end of the day? The day is over.
The day is over.
The end. That's all.
That's so common, though. I know people that say that all the time.
But our friends like it when we tee these things up.
Well, you know what, though? To me, it's just lazy language. At the end of the day, there's better ways to say that, like in conclusion, or we've spent months on this studying it, and here's what we found. So we don't need to say, these things that are just so overused. The other one that is so overused, too, is it is what it is.
Well, isn't it?
And, well... Yeah, but it just sort of sounds like I'm defeated. There's no hope. We can't fix it. We're stuck. And my experience is, especially in business, there's always a couple options to get you out of here instead of just being stuck and all of that. So most importantly, I think it just shows that that you're not using your language right. You're a little lazy. So stop it.
Yeah, so stop it. You know, I love, now there, that's a great one.
I love that.
It's clearly, Richard, that you're not drinking the Kool-Aid and you're ready to throw him or her under the bus. But what kind of things can we...
What inning are you on? We're only, there's so many ways. There's so many buzzwords. And
I actually wrote an article, Richard, on this very topic because it is, they are so overused. And many people do go for that, what you call the low-hanging fruit, right? Even if it does exist, going after it's a bad strategy, you say. So tell us, how can we get out of the rut, no pun intended?
I know, we can't even ask you a question without using a cliche.
You know, of using these words. Is it lazy or is it learned?
Well, both. I think sometimes we just need to think about what we're saying. I think sometimes you just need to engage with the people that we're speaking to. And I think sometimes we just need to speak a little bit more from the heart and the brain instead of the 3x5 cards of the overused phrases. And I think, you know, some people use it to sound smart, but it doesn't make you sound smart. And so in the book, what I try to do is be very prescriptive. So I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just trying to say that sometimes you don't notice that these little things like overusing buzzwords make you sound like you're not that smart.
You know, I think that we...
no apology necessary.
I remember when Eric and I were kind of brand new in the entrepreneurial world, and there were phrases that entrepreneurs were using that weren't familiar to us, but as soon as we learned what they were and then we started using them, you kind of feel like you're in the club. And so then we start, so that we can use them even more. And I think even in our own company, we have our own language and there, some of our own buzzwords and cliches, and we feel like we're part of the club when we use them. And so I think for so many of us, we all remember kind of being the outsider in high school and not fitting in. Do we just do it because we want to fit in, or we really step out of it?
Yeah, I can understand that part too, and I think there are certain phrases that just that we can use. In the entrepreneurial world, the phrase runway is used all the time, which means how much cash do you have left, or friction, which means how hard is this going to be. I get that, but there are some, like at the end of the day, that just they're beyond the pale. So so much of the business world today is about judgment. And I think that using a little judgment on what's going to make you sound smart versus what's going to make you sound like you're just repeating what everyone else says is a big part of it. And I'm a big guy right now on judgment because I think some of the rules at airlines and other places have taken over. And judgment is no longer part of the customer experience.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole topic we could cover right there, isn't there?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about your book and how people follow you. How do you want them to stay connected?
There's a lot of ways. I'm on Instagram. There's a richardmoran.com website. The book is out on Amazon. I'm finding that people are buying the book and leaving it on their boss's chair at night.
Oh.
Oh my!
The publisher calls it a B&B book because it's best read in the bedroom or the bathroom, so it's easy to read.
All right, nice. All right. Well, I love that, and if you'll indulge me just one more time, go ahead and get a couple of copies of this book, folks, because you'll find that it's a paradigm shift and a win-win. It's not so bad, is it?
Yes. And at the end of the day, everyone should have it.
Richard, you've been fantastic. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you and helping us improve our language skills and therefore
I'm cheering
thereby.
For you guys. Every day I'm trying to add value.
Look at what you just did. All right.
I know.
Do you have enough bandwidth for that?
You can dish it out and receive it. Great guest. We'll have you back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks, guys. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Well, it's very hard not to.
It is so hard. Yeah. And you still, you feel like you're finally in the club. And yeah, we all know the buzzwords.
Well, if you don't speak the language that people are commonly using, you know, or are used to hearing, then you run the risk of being Shakespearean, which is equally challenging for people. But a very good interview, very enjoyable, and I hope to have him back. All right, gang. Well, I'll tell you what. Did you pick up on it? Did you participate in, and did you hear about the Breakthrough Power Boost? We kicked off Monday in exactly the best way.
I am so excited. We're going to do this every single Monday. It's a 30-minute Breakthrough Power Boost online. It's virtual, so no matter where you are, traveling in the country, you can listen in your car, in your home, in your office, wherever you are, even on the airplane, you can get your Breakthrough Power Boost every single week by becoming an Experience Pros member. Check us out online at experiencepros.com. The free trial gets you started with your free 30 days, which means you get 4 power boosts in there. And right now in Denver, the hail has caused so much damage already just this afternoon. I want to let you guys know that our experts are standing by and ready to come to your rescue, and you can find them at experiencepros.com/directory. That's experiencepros.com/directory.
And if you're in the local area, severe weather warning, another afternoon of strong winds, hail and thunderstorms moving through Denver with warnings throughout the metro area. Stay tuned to your local radio station like this one, and we appreciate you. Take cover. Golf ball-size hail coming out of Golden, Colorado. Back after these messages, you're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. We're positively thrilled that you're a part of our revolution in how people treat people in business. Just a couple of things here, Angel. Four things.
Couple things, four things?
Four things.
Where'd you learn how to count? Couple is two.
A couple
How many
couples.
Times have you been in a couple where it was four people? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Never mind. What you got on your mind? I mean, don't answer that either.
Wow, that was awesome. Yeah. Was it good for you?
I think that awesome for you and awesome for me are two different things.
That's no doubt. All right, so while it can be difficult to become a great leader and achieve great things, practicing great leadership is actually easy. And according to Gordon Treadgold, there are four simple things.
Keep it simple.
That every team wants from their leader.
Okay, so let me think. What do I want from my leader? To your leader.
All right, while you're thinking Oreo of that, I'll give you number one.
Wine, but not necessarily
what did
together.
You say?
I said Oreo cookies and wine.
Oh,
but not together.
Not together.
I don't actually think I'd like that combination.
Well,
but
if you haven't tried it,
I haven't tried
should
it.
Certainly,
I haven't tried
explore
it.
That.
But I have been known to have microwave popcorn. And
I just came from the kitchen here in the studio, and I'll tell you what,
whoever
cooked whatever it was in that microwave, I think it might have been popcorn, yummy, and it would go good with Oreo cookies or wine or both. All right, number one, if you want what your team wants from you as a leader, they want clear direction.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, right. That's the leader's number one job. Where are we going? Where are we going? What are we doing? How are we going to get there? Maybe they don't even have the how, but they know where we're going.
And if they don't know the why, they're probably not following as enthusiastically as you would like them to.
Right. But, you know, I have sat at many a conference table, many a board table, where the leader in charge couldn't make a decision.
Yes.
And, of course, you got 12 people around the room. We've got 12 different directions we want to go. And so let's sample every one of those. And you get nowhere.
You get nowhere.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's like a canoe with only one oar.
When there is lack of clarity, this is where you get confusion. This is where you get frustration. This is where you get disengagement. You know, sometimes clear direction is all a team needs from you. General Patton said, Tell them what to do, and they will surprise you with their ingenuity.
Absolutely.
Hey, tell them. Tell them where you're going. Tell them why we're doing what we're doing. Tell them what this cause is, what the revolution is all about. And they will take charge and ride with you.
They will. Number two, simple things that you can do that your team really wants from you as their leader. Number two is support. Mm. There's nothing better than, now I got a full disclosure here, my love language is words of affirmation. So there's nothing better for me than a pat on the back and an attaboy. But honestly, it doesn't mean that you're doing the job for them. It just means that you recognize, you provide the right environment, you are there to help if needed, and you recognize the effort and energy that they put in.
You know, the culture starts at the top and trickles down.
Yes.
So if you're not supportive, if you're not encouraging, if you're not engaging, if they're not getting that from you, then they can't serve it to each other. They can't serve that to their customers, right? And so they've got to get that support. They got to know you got my back, that you support me, that we're in this together, that we're a team, and I'm not just left here on my own. I'm not going to draw the short stick and be out tomorrow, that I know you're going to take care. You know, give me the tools I need, the support I need, and we're in this together.
Absolutely. The third thing on the list of four simple things that every team wants from their leader is space.
The final frontier?
Nope. Back off and let me do it now.
Oh, right? Yes, right?
Nobody, don't micromanage me.
Don't hover over me. Don't stand behind me and watch me do it. I've worked for micromanagers.
Sure.
And it is so uncomfortable. It is so uncomfortable. You've told me where we're going. You've given me the support. Now let me do what you hired me to do.
Right.
Right. You go be you. I'll be me. And at the end of the day, we'll come together and see all the great things that we've accomplished. Nobody wants to work for a micromanager. And you don't want to be one. It's not scalable. You've got a team. You've got to trust that they're going to do their job. When they don't, they'll beat themselves up, because we all do that naturally on our own. Hey, I don't need you to tell me all the ways I screwed up. I got that. But be there to encourage me and support me. Now, here's the thing. If you are giving space.
Yes.
You still have to have some check-in, some accountability of where.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's not free reign.
No.
Right? Just go and you be you, and I'll see you December 31st, and we'll check in. But you have to have some check-in. But you know, give me the tools and the resources, and then empower me to go and maybe even make some mistakes.
Yes.
But to try a new way to do it that maybe might be better than the way you did it.
Yeah, well said. And then the final thing is, it goes along with the support, the fourth step of the simple things that every team wants from their leader is praise, positive feedback. It's the key to building a great team that achieves amazing things because they want to impress and receive that praise.
You know, we all want acknowledgement. You know, there's been several studies that talk about improving the morale of your team, improving the loyalty of your team, and motivating your team. And so often, managers think that it's tied to money. I'll give them some money. I'll give them a bonus. But really, it's recognition.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be publicly recognized. There was a study even of CEOs. They were offered a 5% pay increase or just some recognition and gratitude from their team.
Right.
And every 100% of them said, I will take the recognition and gratitude because I don't get that. And so that praise, remember, that works both ways. You want praise from your leaders, praise them as well. I think so often we think because they're in the front of the room, they're at the front of the food chain, they're at the top, right? That I don't know, somehow they don't have a heart that doesn't need love and attention and kindness and caring. We forget that the people in the front are human beings too.
Absolutely.
You know, beating hearts that need care and attention. And your cutting words and your gripey attitude really play, you know, take a toll on them. And so, yes, we need praise from our leaders to remind us, and we want the recognition and public recognition, right? Praise publicly.
Sure.
Discipline privately. But also that praise, I just think, let's be nice to each other. How about that?
You know, that sounds like a great plan. And we want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Experience Pros Radio Show. It is our privilege to produce this program for you every single day. On behalf of Chad, our producer, Angel, myself, and all the people that make the Experience Pros Radio Network happen, we say thank you. Join our Breakthrough Power Boost every Monday by signing up at experiencepros.com/free trial. Let's do this again tomorrow. What do you say?
You're listening to the Experience.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,